We are joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by the author of a number of books, including The One in a Million Boy, When We Were Kennedys, and Ernie's Ark, and playwright whose next first play, Paperwork, will be the next production at Penobscot Theater here in Bangor, Monica Wood, joining us this afternoon. Monica, thanks for being with us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's wonderful to have you aboard. If you can, talk about what it must have been like after writing a number of books to see your first play performed at Portland Stage Company.
Well, Paper Maker was a play I wrote based on an earlier book of mine called Ernie's Ark that follows the chronology of a violent labor strike in a western Maine town. And I felt I wasn't really finished with those characters, so I put them into a play because I'd always wanted to write a play. And it was a series of serendipitous things that brought it to Portland Stage. And it was, I have to say, it was the highlight of my professional career. It really was.
Well, for those of us who read When We Were Kennedys, we know that part of your research for writing Ernie's Ark and this play was made pretty easy because of the family background.
Right. I was born and grew up in Mexico, Maine, which is a paper mill town on the Androscoggin River near the New Hampshire border in the western foothills. And, you know, I come from a paper mill family. And, in fact, when we got the cast together, and one was local in the – well, three were Maine, three were from New York. But none of them had ever seen a paper mill. And so we took – on the second or third day of rehearsal, we did a little – you know, piled everybody into a van and went north and had lunch with my sister in Rumford and had a tour of the – what's now Catalyst Paper, and when I was a kid, it was Oxford Paper Company, and it really was an eye-opener for the cast, and it's just kind of a, you know, a research trip in a sense, and I noticed in rehearsal after we got back that some very subtle but meaningful things had changed in some of the performances. It was very, very interesting to witness.
Of course, Papermaker involves the management and labor situation at a mill. And one of the things that you were able to do is make the character of Henry a very human character and provide a way for the audience to empathize with him, even if their personal bent might be toward the labor side of things.
Well, you know, in all of my books, there are no villains in any of my books because I try to find the human... The humanity underneath everybody. And even though Henry McCoy, who is the CEO of this mill, is somebody that, you know, in my real life I might have a little hard time relating to, as his author I had to really truly understand who he was. And he is a father who's having a lot of trouble with his daughter at the moment. It's a great dynamic that they have. And he also is in month, I think it's 11 or something, of this endless strike. And he feels personally wounded by what is happening. And I had to really feel what he felt. One of the things that was so interesting, this was in, spring of 2015 that it debuted at Portland Stage. And it was right after the Fairpoint strike. I don't know if you remember that. It was very long. And people from both sides came to the play, and as they were coming out, whether they were management side or labor side, they told me that they felt seen in this play, and that is the best compliment anyone could have given me.
This is Bruce. I wanted to ask you, you've worked, so in some sense, you've worked some of this material in more than one genre. I've always admired the way you write dialogue in your fiction, and I certainly thought the recreated dialogue in When We Were the Kennedys was great. What was it like to have to use the dialogue to drive the narrative as opposed to being able to use summary exposition?
Wow, that's a great... Are you a writer, Bruce?
Yes.
That's a writer's question for sure. It was a challenge, but it was... You know, in one sense, it was very liberating because I had only one tool, and that was dialogue. And in another way, it was very daunting because I had only one tool.
Yeah.
But I learned pretty quickly, and I think because I do write a lot of dialogue in my fiction, and I like to write scenes that have a lot of dialogue, it wasn't as much of a leap as I might have first thought. But it certainly is a different genre, totally. You're only working with dialogue, and it's very difficult because you can't, you have to rely on the actors to give the inner life of the you don't have prose around the dialogue to indicate how the character is feeling or any background that might be coming to bear at the time he or she is speaking. So in one way, I try to write dialogue that's spare enough so that the actors can interpret it however they want. I decided that I wasn't going to be too, I don't even know what the word is, but too proprietary about my play, that once I was sitting in the audience, I had to just let go and let it be whatever it was going to be in the hands of these particular six actors. Now, it helped that I was in the rehearsal room for the first run, for the whole 4 weeks, and I was in there with my laptop and my computer, and I was typing as they would be rehearsing. I'd say, oh, I don't know, that didn't sound right, and I'd be making changes on the fly, and the actors really liked doing that because normally they don't have any input into the script because it's a finished script. You can't change a word. So having that collaborative experience with the actors was really the reason why it was such a marvelous experience for me.
All right, well, that led into my next question. I tend to do the same thing when I have a play of mine done somewhere, that I just, I'll be as involved as they want me to be, and I'll be as uninvolved as they want me to be. I sort of learned that from my buddy Mike Kimball. But you were there for a lot of the rehearsals. Do you think actors get enough credit for how much they help playwrights improve their plays?
No, not at all. At one point, I asked two of the actors, and it was a really pivotal scene, and it was a father and son, and I asked them to just improvise for me for a few minutes. I said, just do your thing. Just whatever comes to your mind, just do it. And they were a little bit shy about it at first, and then I was like, yeah, okay. And I got some really good ideas that way.
We're talking with Monica Wood. Her play, Papermaker, will be performed at Penobscot Theater in Bangor, opening up on March 16th. And when you talk about the people who live in these towns, a part of it is about the frustrations and the challenges of the job and changing times. But also for mill towns, be it Rumford or be it a Bucksport or a Lincoln or a Millinocket, the identity of the town itself is often centered around these mills.
That is so true, and I try to get that in a big way in this play, that there's a whole culture that gets built up around a central industry, whether it's a paper mill or a shoe shop or any other kind of factory, or even, who knows, the IBM or Ford Motor Company. You know, there are whole cultures and generations that grow up around that central thing, and it's very powerful, and people are extremely protective of it. One of the things that was also very gratifying about doing it at Portland Stage, I was glad that my first play was done in Maine because it's such a Maine play. But people from mill towns all over the place came to see this play by the hundreds. We had a 5-week sold-out run, and it was the best-selling play in the history of Portland Stage, including their Christmas shows, everything. And it's because they had this extra demographic that came in droves, and that is people from mill towns. We had people from Bucksport come down one night. It was so touching. And at one point, Anita Stewart, who's the executive director at Portland Stage, was doing the little curtain speech, turn off your cell phone, et cetera, at the beginning. And one night she asked, how many people in this audience, it was a packed house, have ever worked in a paper mill? And about a third of the hands went up. Mm-hmm. It was very moving for me, coming from where I come from and writing the things I write, to see that happen.
The play is about millwork, but it's also about family. And I saw an interview where you were talking about what you call the first family. Can you explain that concept?
Well, I think I'm kind of obsessed with that because my first family, in other words, the family, not the family you make in life with your, spouse, children, whoever, but the family that you come from that's with you for better or worse, whether you want them or not, they're your family for your whole life. I think that's an extremely powerful pull on most people. And I also believe that when you come from a place where family units are the fabric of how things work. I mean, when I was growing up, almost every family in town was intact in the sense that there was a mother, father, and kids, which is not the same now, of course, but there is something about that just incredible pull that you never really leave your first family.
And as part of the production and everything that goes with it up here, you're going to be coming up and speaking and talking about the future of the paper industry in Maine, right?
Well, I hope I'm not considered an expert on that, because I'm not, but I am doing a talk back after the 3 o'clock show on Sunday. So for this play, I have not been in rehearsals. It was time to let go and let. It's being directed by a marvelous director. His name is Dan Burson.
Yeah, Dan is great.
I've worked with him briefly before. He's just he gets great, great performances out of actors, and I'm so excited to see it. I really would like to see what a production from him looks like of this play.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Certainly, it opens on March 16th, Penobscot Theater at the historic Bangor Opera House. For more information, you can call the theater at 942-3333. Go online, penobscottheater.org, or stop right in and see the folks at the box office and get your tickets to see Papermaker, because we think this is going to be a big hit and huge crowds, much as there were at Portland Stage Company. Monica Wood, the playwright, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you, guys. It's just great to talk to you.